It might be time to find that face mask again if you don't already have it handy. More than a third of Virginia's health districts are experiencing a surge in COVID cases. Arlington and Fairfax counties, as well as Alexandria, have all gone from low to medium COVID community level spread. That comes from the CDC. Meanwhile, Baltimore's health commissioner says tonight she strongly recommends everyone wear a mask indoors, regardless of their vaccination status, given a large rise in COVID cases in the city. Dimitri talks about the new surge with Dr. Bruce Y. Lee with the CUNY Graduate School of Public Health. He's also Executive Director of Public Health Informatics, Computational, and Operations Research, known as FICOR.
Well, the upswing in cases is not too surprising. Around February and early March, we saw really a mass lifting of a lot of different COVID-19 precautions, such as face mask requirements, vaccination requirements. And the concern back then was that there would be a subsequent upswing and potentially a surge of COVID-19 cases. And that's what has actually occurred. If you look at, for instance, New York City data, there's been steady rises since early March, and now we're also seeing rises in hospitalizations and deaths. Yeah, unfortunately, we're not beyond the pandemic, so we still have to maintain precautions and be careful.
We have been hearing from experts such as yourself that the idea is right now to manage this thing. So you have a mask handy and you think about your surroundings, and when infection rates go up, you act accordingly. Is it time to mask up again or to take other measures?
One of the problems with waiting until cases go up is there's a time delay, first of all, in when cases get reported and hospitalizations and deaths. And also, you know, nowadays, we don't know how many people are actually testing. And when people test positive, you know, are they actually reporting? If they test positive at home, they may not be reporting it to public health authorities. So by the time we find cases rising, then it may be a little bit too late to prevent a surge. So what, you know, I would recommend is we need to maintain precautions right now until we really get to a point where we feel that the pandemic has transitioned more towards a seasonal virus and that we've reached certain thresholds, like we've got enough of the population vaccinated and boosted. So I would suggest maintaining precautions, and you can still go about daily business, but you should maintain precautions like wearing face masks indoors.
Dr. Lee, we are heading into the warm weather months. Does that give us a tremendous advantage? Spend as much time outdoors as you can.
Absolutely. You see a decrease in transmission when the weather gets warmer and when it gets more humid, and also people are spend more time outdoors. There's a good chance that we're going to see decreased transmission over the summer. Plus, being able to do more things outdoors gives you a whole lot more flexibility. You know, you can eat outdoors, you can have social gatherings and things like that.
What about the fall and winter? I realize that's some months away.
That's the question. So, you know, we most likely will see an increase in cases again during the winter. But the question is, can we transition to more of a seasonal virus setting? And the way we do that is really by increasing the immune protection within the population. So getting enough people vaccinated and boosted or, you know, having been exposed, you know, some combination, that's how you basically get the immune protection higher. So we need to measure that, number one. And number two, we need to continue to encourage vaccination because that's really our protection against COVID-19. And one of the challenges is that, you know, boosters and vaccinations in general have stalled over the past few months. We're not really seeing the rates increase like they did in 2021.
Yeah. And so for those 50 and older, you're actually eligible for a second booster. You're saying people are just not marching into the drugstores and to the doctor's offices to get that done?
Yeah, even the first booster. So if you look at some of the rates, you know, in many cases, they're lower than 40%. So you're talking about, you know, only about a third of the population have gotten boosted. And we have to remember, being fully vaccinated at this point does not offer you the same protection as getting at least one booster. So we really need to get work on getting people boosted at least once.
Can you talk to me, Dr. Lee, about the relatively new phenomenon of Pfizer's drug, Paxlovid, sometimes not working as well? I've been hearing anecdotal evidence that maybe for 7 days you get better and then there's a relapse. What have you learned about that?
We have to remember that Paxlovid is an antiviral. So, you know, whenever you take antivirals, the whole purpose is to prevent replication of the virus. So you're already infected and you want to prevent the virus from replicating more and basically spreading more. But you really have to get to the virus as early as possible, because once the virus is more widespread in your body, it's really more difficult to handle. So that's why a treatment can be helpful, but it's not a replacement for preventive measures. You can't just say, once I get infected, then I can take a medication and then I'll be fine. That's not the case. We have to be careful because it all depends on when you actually get the medication and how, and the effectiveness of the medication may vary from person to person. There might be situations where the virus is still replicating, so you can have a resurgence of the virus within your body.
You know, we can't offer diagnoses over the radio, but is it your suspicion that the dosage is too low?
We have to think about this because it's a balance between the actual dose and also potential side effects and potential drug-drug interactions. So Paxlovid does have potential side effects, so you want to be careful. And then there's certain contraindications. So like, for instance, if you have issues with your liver, you really want to check with your doctor to see if you should be taking this. And you also used to look at the other types of medications that you're taking. So the actual dosage is complex. So you don't want to just increase the dosage thinking that, okay, I need something stronger. It's really based on balance of all these different things. And that has to be figured out. And that also has to be figured out with an individual person as well.
What is your best advice going into the summer and eventually the rest of 2022?
So yeah, I would recommend maintaining COVID-19 precautions, like making sure you're vaccinated and boosted, wearing face masks indoors, trying to maintain social distancing, especially amongst folks that you don't know if they are potentially infected, and then keeping an eye on what's happening overall in terms of the actual vaccination rates and what's happening with the virus, because that will determine what we do with precautions and not vice versa. We can't choose to relax precautions just because cases have gone down, because they may come back up again. We should decide what's happening with the overall immune protection in the population and decide what's happening with the virus. COVID-19 precautions are most effective in preventing a surge or preventing an upswing. Once something has actually occurred, it's like trying to get the horse back into the barn or the cat back into the bag, so to speak. It's harder to contain. So we need to maintain these different precautions.
Dr. Bruce Y. Lee with CUNY Graduate School of Public Health. He was with us on Skype.